mastering the art of sales can definitely make you reach to a whole potential level, new level where you can basically sell yourself, sell your talent to the people that desire it. Talent in itself is not enough. What you need as well is to showcase your talent and be able to sell.
It's a really important part of being an artist, especially in these days. And now I think there's no excuse for any artist not to be able to sell, especially in Dubai, because there is so, literally, like I told you, there is no reason for an artist not to be successful. You can learn so many things from the people here because they all have the same mentality. They want to move forward, they want to work on themselves, and they want to get better, and they want to develop their skills.
All right, we have a special guest here on my podcast, Dubai Catch Podcast. And this special guest, her name is Khawla Abu Saleh. Is that right?
It's right.
Well, I always start the podcast with saying, I will let the guests introduce themselves rather than me introducing them. Because you know yourself better than I do. So I'll leave the mic to you.
So I'm Khawla Abu Saleh. I'm a visual artist and art director. And a mix of different things. So I've been working as an art director since like 3 years now, and visual artist since 2013. So I've been in the creative field for quite some time. And I also worked in so many different stuff, like teaching art. I worked in crafts, like doing decorative pieces. I also worked in murals, painting on walls. What else?
So you do all kinds of art, basically.
Yeah, I tried so many different stuff.
Even sculpture?
I did, and actually it was with snow.
Oh, wow.
Not the actual, what do you call it, jabsin.
What was your first piece of art that you ever drew, if you can
remember? An actual piece of art?
Yep.
My first artwork, as I consider it, is Bacchus.
So, what is it?
Bacchus.
What is that?
Dionysus. It's an ancient Greek mythology. It's a god of wine.
All right.
So it's a very famous subject in paintings in the classical period, like in the Baroque period. And I was influenced by an artist. I started to learn about this artist, Italian artist called Michelangelo Caravaggio. So this artist has a specific way. He has his own touch when it comes to painting, because he introduced the dramatic style, which, by the way, we use a lot of his lighting, like in our cinema and our TV and interviews. We use his exact method of lighting your subject.
So you're saying that an artist, a painter from that time, has influenced the way that we make movies today?
Yeah, of course. Lots of artists influence how we do our lighting and how we do our movies. Because for this artist in specific, and also the artist in his same era, they used the light to make you focus exactly where they want your eyes to go on the painting. Because if you noticed paintings before that, even like Renaissance and even before that, there was so many elements in the painting that you will get distracted just looking around, and you see. And before him, they invented the perspective. So artists were starting to learn how to make their paintings related and more in the environment of the perspective. Because before that, they were just separated. It's like similar to a figure, but like a sticker. It's not in the environment.
It's kind of like the saying where they say one picture worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
So just looking at one picture, you can have different ways of describing it. You can look into different things, those little things and minor details, and be able to make a story out of it. Like saying, okay, there's a rock behind a person, behind a river, far off on the mountain, or something like that.
Yeah. So for this artist, yeah, I chose one of his paintings and I recreated it as my own, which is Bacchus, God of Wine. This one, I even changed the subject. For most of the paintings you will see for God of Wine, which is also Dionysus, you will see it as a man. So I chose to make it as a woman. So it's a goddess.
All right.
Now. And since I didn't have any models, back then I used my own like self-portrait. So it was also my first self-portrait. This painting, actually, it has a lot of connection to my city and to my culture, because my home in my home country, which is a city called Suweida, and also it has a different name back then, because we also have the same civilization, which is the Roman also civilization. We're in that specific area in Syria. It used to be called the Unisus, Suweida, so because it was really famous for grapes and making wine. So you will see the statue and the ruins of this subject and this god, Greek mythology statues and symbols on the walls and in specific places, old places in my city. So it has roots. I chose this subject because it has roots and I recreated it. So it meant a lot to me. And so still, until now.
So you come from a city that's full of art in itself.
Yeah, you can say that.
It's like it has deep art history, especially when it comes to Greek mythology, as you said.
And it's full of really talented people, not just painting, all other stuff. It has a lot of talent and it has a rich history when it comes to also art.
When it comes to your art, do you believe that it has evolved throughout the time? You've developed a certain unique style, I believe. And has this been something that you always had from the very beginning? Or has the style changed throughout the time that you were developing your skills?
Yes. My style changed throughout the time, of course, because I started with charcoals, like normal pencils, then charcoals, and then I mastered the charcoal technique. And then I decided to drop this technique and now focus on the oil paint, because the oil paint is just a whole universe by itself. You have to learn technical. You leave your talent on the side and you have to be like a technician to learn it, because it has its own chemical nature. And I learned so many, some of my paintings now, Zaid Vision and The Achievement, these paintings I did with the classical method. The classical methods depend on so many oil layers. And when you do oil layers, that means you're controlling how the light will affect your painting and how the viewer will see it. Because when you use a glazing technique and specific techniques, it will be transparent and the light can hit the first layer you started with. So it
seems like it's like a science when it comes to art.
It has a science to it.
You have to understand the lighting. You have to understand exactly the quite mixture of colors that matches and aligns with each other.
Exactly. So, for example, if you're doing a landscape for an air, a specific place where it's a little bit cold, but in the morning, and it's a little bit cloudy. So your painting will be a little bit cool colors with blue. But if there's a sunlight, it's a sunrise, and the sun is hitting the lake, so it has a little bit of warmth because of the light of the sun.
What would you describe as an art? In this form, in this age, I feel art is just everything that they do is pretty much art.
It's very complicated.
Even if you just scribble on it, it's considered art. If you just throw a bunch of exploding paints, it's an art. So what is art in general?
It's very complicated now. But I think it used to be more simple. If you see something that you don't understand, or you think, oh, anybody can do this, or this does not represent art, which we do most of the time, especially if you see something or hear in the news that this painting or this installation is famous, like the banana on the wall. Sometimes it's not about making this art. It's about how you view it, and it's about how you interact with certain subjects.
Let's get back to the subject of saying that when it comes to the artist, there are so many artists that have so much talent. They are basically around the world, but they don't get exposed as much some of the other artists do. So I can literally have an artist do the same type of paint, and one will cost more than the other. What makes this artist more special than the other artist? And they can do exactly the same painting.
You see, it's about also the artist personality, because true artists are the people that actually don't care about materials, don't care about selling their artwork. They're just enjoying the process and they want to be in their own universe and just create. They don't care about the other side of things, which is selling, be well known in the like in the creative field and the creative market to be more exposed. They don't care about these stuff. So they end up like, I heard like so many even tips from specialist people, so especially people from the museums or art exhibitions, curators. They always say that when they connect like really talented artists and they ask them to send their work and their portfolio, they don't even care about the details. They send them to something missing, something lousy, like it's not really good presentation of themselves because they don't care. But when they send this request to someone who doesn't have that much talent and doesn't have that really good quality work, they send the perfect portfolio, the perfect biography. They know exactly how to speak and to talk about themselves and their art. And they're actually really good in the business side of things, even if they don't have like enough talent, is they have the courage. They have the courage to believe in, even if they have a tiny skill, that they can make it reach to the highest level. They can make it a successful business idea, which is something most artists lack.
So you're saying the one that actually goes and reach out to people is a better artist than the ones who are ignoring the reach out?
It's not a matter of who's the better artist. It's just who's the
better business artist.
Exactly. Because some, like, if you will see a lot of really famous artists, you will look at them, like, you will forget the art. You'll say, oh my God, this is really great businessman. He's not even an artist. And that's why I always hear that there's a lot of businessmen entering the art market and starting to create art, even if they didn't have any history or actual talent, because they know exactly how to, they know exactly what they're doing and how to reach people and how to, because they already have the perfect connection and they can reach whatever and do whatever they want, which is this, which is the something that the artists are actually missing.
I feel that sales is very important skills to have. You know, mastering this art, it's an art.
Yeah.
Mastering the art of sales can definitely make you reach to a whole potential level, new level where you can basically sell yourself, sell your talent to the people that desire it, the people that want your talent to be used for whatever reason, whether it's art, whether it's using it for financial purposes, whether it's even for sports as an athlete.
Yeah.
So looking at those famous people, they are able to sell their talent and they have worked hard with the right people and the right team to market themselves and reach out to the world stage that they are now. I think this is something that most people lack when it comes to talented individuals.
Yeah.
Like you said, talent in itself is not enough. What you need as well is to showcase your talent and be able to sell it.
Yeah.
Because if you can't do those two, what's the point? It's like they balance each other and they help and support each other to make you grow.
And for artists, like, you know, we have a specific mentality. Like, you want to do the thing you love all the time. That's why even they struggle in the like work field, because they want to create exactly what they want. But you know, when you work in companies or if you're an employee, this is not the case. You cannot actually do or put your own opinion or create. It's not your like baby. It's not your artwork. You have to create for someone else, and you have to adapt to a lot of stuff, like the business side of things, the timing, the value of so many things, and the opinion, of course, of your superiors. So for artists, it's difficult because they always care about what they want to create. That's why they struggle. But I heard something, which is, I heard a quote from someone. It's not about, you have to learn that in life, you have to learn the stuff that you don't like first to be able to do the thing that you like later. So this fact, so we for some reason, we don't even like learn. You think for life. If you go forward and you only can do whatever you like, and you will reach your dreams if you just do whatever you think it's good for you. But in real world, you know, you have to do the other stuff. You have to learn, like, for example, what you said, you have to learn how to sell yourself, sell your art. It's a really important part of being an artist, especially in these days. And now I think there's no excuse for any artist not to be able to sell, because there are so many ways and so many...
there's like, so many information out there.
Exactly.
Pretty much, you just have to go out there and learn as much as you can from already successful sellers.
Yeah.
Like sellers of art. If you're really looking to make your passion into a business, you have to look at the greatest of those people on that specific circle. Look for the greatest artists in your circle and try to learn from them.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to try to reinvent the wheel. Yeah. You know, every struggle that you have been there, someone has been there before you and has done this
true
hundreds of times.
Yeah.
So instead of trying to repeat the same mistake, you might as well learn from that person and go and do exactly the same things that they do, but in your own twist.
Yeah.
The same way that you are now, your own unique personality and talent that you put in your art, do that. But also add the additional skills, being able to sell yourself and being able to get yourself out there.
True.
Going with the next question. Now, I want to go more into business, but I'm going to first talk about you being in Dubai. How does it feel being in Dubai as an artist?
It's changing a lot. And it's a quick change, and you have to always be adapting to it. It's a quick change. And I've been in Dubai for like 5 years.
Since 2019, right?
Yes. And
before COVID.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What happened during COVID?
I arrived actually at summer. So it was also a surprise for me that it was the other way around. Like in Syria, yes, you prepare for summer because now you're going to go out. You're going to have like, it's more movement in the summer. But in the UAE, it's the other way around.
It's more quiet here.
Yeah, in the summer you cannot move too much. You have like specific places to be in otherwise. So I was surprised, like I cannot go out like I used to. And then COVID hits.
Well, then you can't go even more out for
exactly.
Half a year.
You will appreciate whatever you had, like even with the weather. So yeah, it was a challenging first few months. But
what were you doing that time? Were you still working?
Thank God I was freelancing, so I was doing work, but at home, of course. And we spent some time, like, we didn't spend the whole time in Dubai because it was really too much, like, strict. So we had to go to Al Ain. So we spent, it's more, like, quiet and not a lot of people. So, yeah, this is how I survived COVID and also the freelance work. And I also took my paintings with me, so I enjoyed actually painting and drawing stuff. After that, you know, it took me a lot of time to actually adapt to Dubai because it's different. I'm used to a completely different vibe when it comes to painting. It's more casual, more friendly. The places like in Syria, it's more friendly. You can literally paint and draw everywhere.
So you can take your canvas and go anywhere else.
Yeah. And because, of course, my life used to be there. So I know a lot of people. I can be anywhere. I can go anywhere. But when you're in a new place where you don't know a lot of people, you don't know a lot of places, and you cannot still move freely in the country yet. So it was challenging for me. And because I was also working design, so I didn't have my full time to actually paint. So I was doing both, trying to like balance between those two.
And what do you think of the art community here in Dubai?
Before, I actually misjudged the community at first. But then I learned to love this community. Yeah, I thought it's really, you can learn so many things from the people here because they all have the same mentality. They want to move forward. They want to work on themselves and they want to get better and they want to develop their skills. So this is, at first, I couldn't actually see it because I was focusing on so many other stuff, how difficult to paint, how difficult to actually get in the field. Because for me, I do want to be a full-time artist. So I was more focused on the negative stuff. I was not seeing the actual good things that are actually happening. Like, there's a great support for arts, especially those last 3 years. I've seen so many growth in the art and the creative community.
Dubai in itself has a lot of festivals when it comes to supporting the art, and especially artists that are here based in Dubai. So you can see that a lot of opportunities where you can establish yourself as an artist here in Dubai and also showcase your art on those exhibitions.
Yeah.
It's something that is much easier to gain access compared to other countries and other parts of the world. Somewhere else, you'll have to be in a strict criteria and match with other great artists there just to put your art in that exhibition.
Yeah, so true. It is, like, in other places very challenging, but here especially, you cannot believe it's really fast, like, with how things are getting even better and better by the year, because I'm observing from I've been seeing, like, I tried so many stuff, like I applied for specific opportunities. It was not accessible as much as it is now, and it's more wide, and it's even more and more opportunities, and people can actually get nice exposure. And this is really inspiring, by the way, because I feel you will feel really hopeful, because I know at some point I'm gonna, like, get exactly where I want to go.
Where you want to go?
I want to be painting 24/7.
24/7.
I want to be a full-time artist. I want to paint all the time. I want to have, like, the peace of mind to have my own time and to always paint and exhibit, maybe here and also internationally. And
how far do you think you're from there exactly?
I don't know. But I don't mind being far even by years, because I'm really enjoying the journey of getting there. Because when I actually get there, I know at some point I will be a full-time artist. But for now, it's really a nice... I can see every step by step how I'm even developing my skills of being exposed to the art community and knowing more people and connecting to more people is also nice. Like, I am enjoying myself. And also my work, I learned a lot from graphic design, by the way, and art directing. It makes you learn how to appreciate time, see the business side of things, deal with people. Because, in every work, it's about, like, 70% working with other people, not just by yourself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you're saying that being in the art domain of industry, you're working a lot with people rather than with just you painting yourself.
Yeah, and exactly. Some of my projects, which requires, like, learning on the spot, this makes it will sharpen your skills, and those skills I actually use in my paintings.
Are you saying your actual full-time job, you mean where you learn those things, or is it something that you're doing as a side?
Both. When I do, like, a side freelance or in my full-time job, like, I learned digital art in my work. And I used it for so many projects for TV. But also, because of that, I'm using it now in my process when I'm developing a painting. And actually, I was excited for a while to post this digital artworks on my page. So because of my work and because of the urgency, and you have a deadline, so you have to learn and execute on the spot. So yeah, this is really, because this is the only way I learn. There has to be a deadline.
So coming to the spot, what's your favorite spot in Dubai?
Oh, so many.
When it comes to drawing, yeah.
When it comes to drawing?
Yeah, do you think, like, there's a special place people can come and draw?
There is a special place. I visited once, but now it's renovating, so I'm still waiting for it to open. It's Tashkil.
Tashkil.
Yeah, this one in Nad al-Shibab. This place is perfect for artists.
Nad al-Shibab one?
Yeah, I guess so. There's also, this place is really supportive for artists, especially the artists that come from different backgrounds with different art styles. Because, there is a dominance of a specific style in the art market, just contemporary, specific type of work. But, artists have different and very diverse backgrounds and different art styles that you don't usually see in art exhibitions, like rarely see. So this place is like an environment for all types of art. So that's why I love it. And it reminds me a lot of my like my place in Syria.
Now, being in Dubai, it's much more different than being in other city like in Syria or being in somewhere where there's a lot of nature.
Mm.
Dubai has a specific kind of nature that you find at Ras Al Khaimah, Fujairah, and other faraway places like Hatta in Dubai as well. Do you feel like you get a lot of inspiration here just compared to getting inspiration outside of this city and out of this country?
Yeah, and it was actually my first goal when I moved to Dubai. Because I told you before, the plan was, because I'm very influenced by classical art and I wanted to do classical art like the whole time. But when I moved here, I thought to myself, maybe I can mix it. I can use the style that I love, classical art, but with the nature of the UAE and the culture of it. So it was a good idea for me to learn both about the culture in the way that I love, which is painting, like learn and also paint.
So while you're painting, you're learning the culture of the UAE.
Yeah, because before I start my painting, I prepare a lot of information about because when I started Zayed Vision, I was learning a lot about Sheikh Zayed's personality and how he used to be like. And I asked my father, because my father used to live here, and I asked people who are like really old in the country and they know all the whole stories. So I was learning a lot about it, and I was inspired by the desert, actually. The desert is really, like, I love every nature side of things. Like, here Dubai, sea and desert.
You love the desert?
Yeah. This is the nature of the country. So it has its own identity. So the idea, the subject of my painting was drawing Sheikh Zayed in the desert at night. And I chose a specific lighting similar to the Baruch classical painting, which is the fire or the candlelight. So I chose it's a scene from the desert where you have a little bit of fire. And this is the source of the light. This painting, I imagined Sheikh Zayed before it was anything. He was holding a little bit of sand in his hand, and it was the moment, I captured the moment he imagined the future of the country. So it went into a time lapse where you see, you will see like an hourglass, and then the future of the UAE forming in the sand.
Interesting.
And I learned about him that he used to take his specific wood stick, and he will draw on the sand with it whatever projects or dreams or anything he wants to be executed.
Even planning the city as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he used to draw on the sand. So this was really interesting for me. So I did a little drawing even on the sand, which was the Hope probe, the mission to Mars.
Where do you have this picture now?
This picture will be, it's
that's
now
art.
Yeah, this now is in Tashkil, made in Tashkil in Sirkal. It's
been
exhibited there, along with my other painting, The Achievement. So those two paintings are was part of a series of paintings that I didn't complete yet.
But it's not done yet.
It's a series of five paintings.
Okay.
I finished two, and hopefully I will do the rest.
Do you think those art, you will sell it soon, or you'll keep them as a memory?
I don't know. I don't want to sell them, actually. I love these paintings, and I think I will keep them until I finish the series, so I can exhibit them together.
Interesting. Now let's go back to business.
Yeah.
You as yourself, you've been successful here in being able to make your art into some form of living. But a lot of those artists don't have that typical success in being able to turn their passion, their art, into something that it can make them money and survive.
Yeah.
How would you tell the audience here to really turn their future art into a potential income?
Oh. The first thing I'm going to say is for them to be really patient.
Really patient, huh?
Yeah, because it requires a lot of patience. Any career has its own difficulties. It's a journey because to reach to the level where you can like rely on something completely to as an income, it has its own difficulties. But for art, it's tricky because you don't have a specific, like you cannot, it's not like other stuff, 1, 2, 3. And like you follow certain steps and then you get there. It's more in ups and downs, and so you have to get over yourself first to be able to succeed. So it requires a lot of communicating, being in the scene. Like, always.
How do they get into this scene?
They have to be involved in the art exhibitions and meet people, meet other artists, communicate with them, to actually care about everybody's work and what they're actually doing and be up to date with them. Because this connection actually not help you to grow as an art, as like your own career or your own reasons. It also helps in your art and how you see things. It makes you learn. And this is actually how I learned, because before, when I started to, like my first few visits to other exhibitions, I was really like, I didn't know how to talk to people. I didn't know how to introduce myself or to my work. I didn't know how to ask them about their work, their journey. So I was like a little bit in my head, and I couldn't be more spontaneous and actually communicate. I was so uncomfortable to me. So I stopped for a while. I didn't even go anymore because it was like out of my comfort zone. But after a while, I changed perspective, and I actually started, like, I respected the hustle, the stuff that these guys are actually doing. Even if I don't like the art, even if I like it, it's not about the art itself or my opinion, because here it's not even important. It's important to connect with people and learn about the place that you work and live in. So my advice is to actually visit art exhibitions, try to get involved more, connect to people, and to believe in yourself, and to always apply for opportunities, especially in Dubai, because there is so, literally, like I told you, there is no reason for an artist not to be successful, because there is so many ways that you can be involved. And
now there's a key message that you placed. I really like that you pointed this out. In Dubai, connection is everything.
True.
Being able to connect with people and being able to have this connection will surpass anything that you potentially have. Connections can open doors that were closed basically before. True. Connections can make you from a broke person into the richest person in Dubai.
True.
Connection. It's basically everything here. And it basically can be applied anywhere. If I have connection, it doesn't mean wasta, if you know what I mean, like that. But connection is being able to add value to people.
True.
If you can add value here in Dubai, then you definitely will be appreciated and you will be successful.
Yeah. And to tell you a secret, I enjoy meeting people and talking to them and connecting and being introduced to a different new people. More than I enjoy the actual exhibition. I enjoy connecting and talking to people and seeing people that I already know, like, or I met from a previous art exhibition. It changed a lot of perspective for me.
Interesting. A lot of artists might be introvert. They might not want to talk to people. Do you find that true or false?
Yeah, it is true. I told you, it was a struggle for me at first. But what I'm saying is, it turned out to be something really fun and something I don't mind doing every day. And even, like for me, I do have a full-time job. Sometimes the exhibitions I go to is after work. So it's always an extra effort for me. Like it's a time from my rest and from my own time, like if I want to rest after work and stuff. So I do this extra effort because I actually enjoy like meeting people and having this side, whole other life that I'm building for me. So this feeling is really nice. Even sometimes I go, I don't meet people. Sometimes you go, like there's not so many people, like engagement or stuff. But still, I do it every time. I do it like sad or angry, not comfortable or tired. I do it anyways.
I always wanted to ask this question. Let's say I'm an art dealer and I'm coming to your exhibition and I find your art very pleasing. I want to buy your art. How would you price your art?
Yeah, it depends on a lot of factors. So it depends if you're selling before, if you started to sell new, and if you have a specific commission for your artwork.
Like, I'm a new artist.
If you're a new artist, you cannot sell with like big prices. But it depends on the time you spend working on your piece and, of course, the effort and stuff.
Can you give like the average market rates?
Oh, you really need numbers. You need numbers?
Yes. Okay, what should I expect like in terms of prices for the art? There can be art like 50,000 to 100,000, but as a new beginner, what should I price my art?
I think it could start with $3,000.
All right.
Yeah, you can, most artists start from there. But most people think that artists start from like 100.
Do you think it's a struggle to sell your art here in Dubai?
It's not easy, of course. You have to have like a specific approach to it. And you have to have a connection and also specific places to sell through. Or your own page, of course. Social media do like a really big part in this.
You pointed out another thing. Social media. How does an artist promote their their art on social media?
Oh, they do exactly what you advised me to do.
And what was that?
A time lapse, or to actually film them their self while they're painting, and to do a lot of content or maybe small content. It doesn't have to be too much. Just something to share with people to see exactly what you're working on, and. Yeah, social, but it needs consistency, which is something artists struggle to do.
Now, there's something special about social media is that it's so saturated. There's so many people competing for your attention, trying to gain your attention right now and right then. Because if I don't get your attention in 3 seconds, you'll just scroll. You'll just go to another video. So how can I gain your attention? What is my special ability that I have? For you, Khawla, it can be basically that you're showcasing your journey as being an artist in Dubai. And by being an artist in Dubai, you're showcasing how you're painting, where you're painting, and what kind of painting you do.
Mm.
And there can be always a special audience that will always look for those type of videos. And they'll always be your loyal fans and try to follow you just to see where you will reach in terms of your journey. And sometimes they will be even your buyers. They will buy your painting because they love the passion and they loved following you for some time in order to buy your art.
True. I think this applies to not only artists, like anybody who wants to share content about what they're creating. If you keep it authentic, original, and you, people would have a lot of like loyal followers and supporters.
I always say it's not about the numbers.
Yeah.
Because you can have 100,000 followers following you, but not for the right reasons, for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Then if you think of social media as a business, maybe you have 100,000 followers, but you only have like 100 that are paying for your services or your products.
Yeah.
But I can have 10,000 followers and I have 5,000 people being my potential customers.
Yeah.
So it's not about the number, but about the quality or the followers that you have.
Like for us, like the younger generation, we're more familiar with social media and having accounts. But you know, there is a good thing. It could be a good thing because there is a lot of famous artists that are selling really good and they're highly skilled and in the market like for a long time. They don't even have social media accounts, or they have, but it's run by someone who doesn't post too much about their work or from like fan page.
They just do it the old school.
So exactly. But it's a good news, which means you can do art and you can sell and you can do a lot of stuff without having
social media.
But still, like for us, because we're still new, you're trying to reach more people, to make people know about you and to also connect. Because even the people you meet and connect with them in the art exhibition, they have their own content, they always post their news, like you have to be up to date with what they're doing, their achievements.
Absolutely.
to be able to follow up and also visit and see, especially in Dubai. It's a very like connected community.
Very, very specific to Dubai. Getting a lot of your news, you can get it from social media.
Yeah.
Everything you want to know about Dubai, you get it from social
Skip
media.
Skip one day of not like using social media, you will miss out on a lot of news.
That can happen for sure. That can happen. I can vouch for that. I mean, there are so many things happening in Dubai that if you don't catch up, like if you just turn off the social media, turn off internet, you'll not know what is happening. There are so many thousands of activities, thousands of events happening right now.
True.
And people don't know about it.
True.
But it's all about the social media and other type of ads that they're trying to grab your attention to say, hey, there's this thing that is happening right True. Now in Dubai.
Yeah, I love it even when algorithms actually start to put all the interesting stuff for you in your face. Like you always see the stuff that you're actually interested in.
Because they want you to stay there on the social media for the long time. It's addicting.
Yeah.
Honestly, for me, myself, I feel like it's very addicting. This is very interesting when it comes to art. I didn't know how to draw. But I know how to use AI to prompt certain types of images and being able to make digital art. All right. But I was saying that in terms of AI, it gave me the ability to imagine something and then being able to put out the words in order to generate this art.
Yeah.
That has been so amazing in terms of getting exactly what I wanted. And it makes my life easier. But then I know, how does this impact you as an artist who's drawing from their own hand compared to a computer or an AI?
For me, it's a powerful tool, AI. I use it a lot, actually.
Interesting. So you're an artist and you use it?
Yeah, of course.
Because there's so many artists who say they are against it. They say it's taking at their livelihood.
It is controversial, but I think, you know, it's a powerful tool. You can use it for your own benefit. You can create, like, it can advance because we're artists, because you know exactly what you want and you know the concepts, you can use it in a way maybe more efficient than an actual person because you already know exactly how to manipulate things. You know styles, you have the keywords, you have everything you need. So it can generate concepts, which saves a lot of time for an artist. Like at work, like for me, it saves me a lot of time. And actually, even in Dubai TV, we applied for a competition relating to AI. It was between government corporate companies. Oh, nice. So because of our projects that were done with AI, of course, we did, because you do an artwork with AI, but you have to, of course, separate layers, do it in a different way, continue the artwork, paint. I had to paint even by hand to complete the artwork and then move it with animation. So it's a full project.
Have you won?
I don't know. We didn't receive the results yet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we did. Like it's something that has been encouraged.
Interesting. So going with everything that we just talked about, how do you balance between creating art and with your other parts of your life? Your life is basically all art. What is it?
I try to, every time I find free time or in my weekends, I always prioritize art and painting. And after I feel like I accomplished something in that day, then I take a rest. And like, of course, working out is really important, especially in Dubai. You have to keep yourself healthy. And, you know, our type of job is really like in the office at the computer, like the whole day. And then painting, it caused a lot of
aches,
back pain.
All the back pain.
Yeah.
Neck.
So without working out, it's a disaster. So what keeps me in a good mood and to always have the ability and the energy to give is, of course, working out and also being productive.
So what would be your advice for those artists that are here?
To believe that you will eventually reach what you have in mind, but be patient and also trust the process. Keep working, doing whatever. Even if you have doubts, even if you have whatever bad ideas, just keep doing what you're doing, and you're gonna get there eventually.
How can people reach out to you?
Of course, through my Instagram page.
What can you spell it out?
Yeah, at KHAWLA ABOU SALEH.
All right. Well, Khawna, it's a pleasure to have you here. And I think a lot of people are going to learn what is it like to be an artist in Dubai. And I think they learned a lot from this one. So thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure.